If your child is hitting you, before you take hold of your child, get a hold of yourself. Then catch his hand and firmly but gently hold it. Remind yourself, this is an overload. My child is not out to get me. She is feeling overwhelmed by the emotions that are flowing through her system. Then clearly and emphatically state, you may not hit. No matter how angry you are, you may not hit. This is not the time to say, please don't hit, or stop, okay? Rather than trying to figure out what punishment to mete out, name the emotion you think your child might be experiencing. Then teach your child what he can do in this situation. For example, you can say, I know Jeff pushed you. It hurt. But you may not hit him back. You can say to Jeff, stop. I don't like that. Or stop. That hurts. Then you can come and get me, and I will help you. If at this point you're thinking, I've taught my child what he's feeling and what he's supposed to be doing, still he's not working with me, then it's time to talk about consequences. Consequences are not a matter of, you've done this, now I'm going to do this to you. Their purpose is to reinforce what you are trying to teach. They are laid out ahead of time so that your child is aware of them and knows that he is making a choice. Sue used this information when 6-year-old Matthew didn't want to turn off the computer to go to school. I know it's difficult for him to stop, she said, so I warned him that in 10 minutes he would have to quit. But when it was actually time to stop, he threw a fit. Eventually, I forcibly picked him up and took him to school. Later, when his intensity was down and so was mine, I said to him, what happened today when I told you to turn off the computer is not okay. When I give you time to shut down, it's not all right for you to scream or hit me. If you do that next time, you won't be able to use the computer again that day. The next day, Matthew played on the computer again. When he was asked to stop, he started to scream. Matthew, Sue stated in her most firm voice, are you choosing to use the computer again or not? He looked at her, shut off the machine.